designed for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, we're bringing back to the show Jamie Kennedy.
How you doing?
Jamie is...
good to be here.
Well, you know him from his many, many movie roles. Scream, probably most notably. Not that that was his best movie, but that's the one you may remember him from. But also, most recently from the Jamie Kennedy Experiment. Thursday nights, 8:30 WB, and it's a really good show.
Thank you, sir.
You must get a ton of good feedback on it.
Yeah, we get a lot, and people really seem to like it. And it's amazing, you know. They're like, that's what we, you know, you always want that, but you never know if people are going to like it, but people really like it.
But are people, I mean, I think we talked about this last time, or I must have gushed just a little bit, mm-hmm. because, you know, here's, Drew, tell me if you agree with this.
Right.
But don't, tell me if you agree with it, but if you don't agree with it, don't say anything.
Okay, got it.
You know, that's my policy.
Yes, of course.
We have people who do shows that are successful, and we know people who do shows that are unsuccessful, but it's rarely because of the person, one way or the other. Like, what I mean is this show is good because Jamie's really good on it. It's not, oh, it caught the imagination of the public at this particular time. You know, there's a lot of shows that are, it's like, you know, The Osbournes, huge show. It's not really because Ozzy's such a great talent. It just happened. The timing's good, and it worked, and it was a good idea.
Well, no,
oh, he wanted to dispute that. But, and I don't know if you've seen the Jamie Kennedy Experiment, Drew. Drew has.
Oh, I mean, I agree.
No,
I actually have seen the show, and I thought it was funny as hell.
I've seen it many times, and I've seen many of the different characters Jamie plays, and he's really good at them, and the ideas are solid, and they pull them off.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean,
yeah.
I guess what you know, it's I don't know what why we're getting. Yeah, I mean the show's working, and I mean I have to credit you know the creators, Fax, Barr, and Adam Small, the creator of Mad TV, and they create these crazy scenarios, which is good. And we always keep twisting the pieces. So that
yeah,
helps.
But how? But it would seem like well, you should really thank yourself, or your parents, or your maker, or something, because. The show really would not work without your ability, your chameleon-like ability.
Well, thank you. That's what I wanted to do. I mean, I was always a huge fan of Eddie Murphy and, you know, Mike Myers. I love those guys who go into character.
Right.
And then to meld that with Hidden Camera, it was
The production is good. The makeup is good.
He's makeup is amazing.
75-year-old judge.
Wow.
You know, with the liver spots and the whole thing. And why that's not apparent to the people that are standing in the room with you 8 feet away from you is pretty amazing. I mean, you take a guy who's 30 years old, you make him 72 years old, and you have to be in the room with the guy buying into it.
Right.
That's a pretty decent makeup job.
Yeah,
our makeup team's amazing. And they're really subtle, and they can blend in your face.
Oh, but see, I couldn't do this show for two reasons. A, no range, no ability. Number two, I sit down in the makeup chair. She takes one swipe at my hair with a brush. I'm like, all right, we're good. Aren't we good?
Yeah.
What have I been here for?
It seems like
a day.
Yeah.
We're good. I don't want to look that good. It's fine.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, like, whenever you hear about these guys talking about Eddie Murphy talking about... Doing the clumps or whatever
ranch or something
he's doing, and it's like, oh yeah, well here's the schedule. You get there at 3:30 in the morning every day. You sit in a makeup chair for 4 days, so we get there Monday 3:30, and then we actually shot on Fridays. Yeah. Then I spend May and June getting out of the makeup, and then it's back in the makeup chair Monday 3:30, and we shoot on Fridays. That's why I almost and I have to breathe and eat through a straw, and ironically I have to defecate through a straw too. I don't know why. Maybe the guys were kidding around. I didn't see why, but I didn't question it after a while. The makeup. I have to defecate through a straw hole.
It's for art, though. So
it's I would sit in the makeup chair for 12 minutes, and it was.
I've never seen you sit down for 12 minutes ever.
Okay, well, we're doing Love Line. It was 5-6 minutes, and okay, that's plenty.
That was if you were engaged in a conversation that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, if I could be distracted.
Yeah, right.
Well, what if there's a hot girl doing your hair, you could stay a little longer.
We never had that problem. We had a makeup lady when we did Love Line who used to see fit to hold her lap dog while she would actually have her dog under one arm while she was applying makeup to your face. And I'm not an anal guy, but I thought, I don't know, how professional is this? You got this dog, you're holding a dog and working on, you know, you're plucking people's eyebrows and spreading powder on their face and stuff. And meanwhile, you're holding your pet the entire time.
She had the chihuahua right there.
It was like a schnauzer or something. What the hell was that? It was a long-haired dog, too. Was it not, Drew?
I think it was a toy poodle.
And I was like, why don't we put the dog down and free up both hands for the makeup just for now? We'll be able to pick the dog
she
up later.
She was fine.
She did a great job. So politically correct.
Yeah, I know. Drew did nothing but complain about her.
I did not.
That's the story I remember. That's what I'm sticking with. All right, so Jamie, besides Jamie Kennedy Experiment, what else?
I would like to be a shameless self-promoter for 1 second. Mm-hmm. And I actually, my website has just gone up this week, and it's called jamiekennedyworld.com. And I was actually across the street. That's where the guy does it. So I'd love people to check that out. And I did a movie that's coming out in April called Malibu's Most Wanted.
And Jamie is going to do some Crank Yankers phone calls, too. Oh,
yes, I'm so glad you know that. I was going to tell you that. I'm sure you know
that. I have to know it.
But you have so many things to do. I didn't think that you sat there and said, well,
I
want
to go to Hawaii. Yay! Yay! I want to go to Hawaii.
I'm going to do it. I want to go up there, and I want to do it. And you do it Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, right?
Yeah, usually early in the week, and usually in Vegas, and it's a good time.
You go up, you do a couple voices, and you go right to Crazy Horse 2.
That's right. Yes. I'm now actually going to Crazy Horse 3, which doesn't exist yet. It's just a vacant
lot.
I pulled up a chair, and I said, this is my spot. Build the place around me. That's my new strategy for strip clubs. I claim a chair. You know, like you do on a school bus when you're a kid. This is my chair. And I just have them actually build the entire club around me. Jamie, I was talking to Jimmy about it today, and we got to talk to you about
things
you
want to
do and all that stuff, because you would be perfect for our show as well.
I love it.
All right, so let's take some phone calls.
Let's save some babies.
And start with Dave, who's 27. Dave?
How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
I want to say, JB, your show is hysterical.
Thank you.
Adam and Drew, I love your show. You guys fit nice and perfect right between All Things Considered and Coast to Coast AM at night.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But my question is, and I might have a related follow-up question depending on y'all's answer, is if there's any way for me to decrease my refractory period.
Decrease your refractory period?
Or so I don't have to wait so damn long.
How long is it now?
It just depends. Anywhere from sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes 45.
That's about where it's going to stay. As you get older, it'll just get longer.
That's what I figured. I didn't know there's a natural way.
You won't know it, though, because it goes from refractory period to the next day. You don't look at it as a refractory period.
Right.
it becomes the 3.5 days between having sex.
That's right.
Isn't that what it becomes?
Yes, absolutely.
Your refractory period becomes the next week. That's what it is.
It's not, oh, damn, kind of just come over, look at the clock. It's like, what's for dinner?
No, you've punched out. Time to head home.
Dave, no, of course not. That is your biology, and that's that. Mm. If you take a bunch of testosterone, yeah, for a while you're shorting it, but then there'll be performance problems later.
Yeah, but remember when your libido outperformed your penis?
Yeah.
Like, you would get laid, you'd have your orgasm, you'd be lying there in bed, and your brain would say, hey, round two. And your penis would be like, yeah, give me 10 minutes. And your brain would be like, no, come on, let's go. Let's get it going. And your penis was like a friend who wasn't hungry and you wanted to go out to eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the friend was like,
come on.
Yeah, you were like, come on, let's go. And your friend was like, give me a minute. Let me finish my coffee. We'll go out. And you're like, no, I'm hungry. Let's eat now. And your friend was like, I ate a late lunch. Just give me a break for a second.
I'll snack in a minute.
Your friend the penis. Yeah,
your friend the penis. Now you're on the same page. like, your brain says your penis, you don't want any more, do you?
He's like, huh?
Huh?
Penis is like, what?
I'm full. No, I'm good.
What do you mean your brain doesn't talk to your penis anymore?
I may never screw again. Yeah, me neither, buddy. All right, let's go watch TV.
Well, I don't know if it's quite related, but I've also heard about tantric sex. And, you know, I've read about it here and there and seen a little bit about it and didn't know that. I've heard it can decrease or can increase the length of orgasm. Not necessarily coming, but...
There's two things I would say. One is... see if you ever actually talk to someone who's been able to change things in a really substantive way. You'll never meet that person, A.
Uh-huh.
And B, don't you have other more important things to be doing with your time?
Oh, most definitely. I was just curious.
All right. This, look, if your partner's happy and you have your orgasm, then it's academic, right?
Most definitely. I was just curious about it because I'd heard about it. You know, if it was possible, probably a lot more people would be pursuing it.
Of course. If it really were something that could be done or done easily, it would be impossible.
Isn't tantric sex when the girl pushes on your perineum and no, you know, semen comes out, but you have the feeling?
No, that's perineum. And that is a retrograde ejaculation.
Right, that's inducing.
That's
see
what's the
see
point.
What this show's done to me?
That's the key.
You really know your terms.
Because a few years ago, I was like, hey, shoot ramrods, your ding-a-ling hole.
And the jizz goes back.
You jizz on yourself. You jizz on your liver.
And that's supposed to give you energy?
No, it doesn't do anything. Oh. It's just you pee it out later.
Oh.
None of that. Listen, I'll tell you, nothing does anything.
That's right.
You can't do a goddamn thing about anything. All this stuff is like trying to make your calves bigger. It's like, play as much hoops you want, hit the gym as much you want, ride your bike as much you want. You know what your calves will look like?
Same.
About the same as they did before.
You can change your brain, but it takes a long time.
Let me tell you guys the stuff that that works in life. Being happy works.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you energy.
Mm-hmm. Working hard.
Coffee can get you going once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Booze is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And... trying to think of the pills that actually actually work. I mean, the over-the-counter stuff. Oh, Oxy-10. Oxy-10 works. Other than that, that's about it. You got to get a prescription, or you got to change your life in some very drastic way. That's about it. All right, you ready to go? Matt?
Adam?
You're 19?
What's up?
You on a cruise ship?
Ocean liner just pull in? What was that in the background?
That was a speaker.
Speaker. All right.
Can you do Rain Man?
Can I what?
Can you do an impression of Rain Man?
No, but I bet Jamie could.
Amy?
I don't...
I
haven't seen a movie in so long. I'm losing them.
That's why you called, man?
Yeah, that's why I called.
Yeah, Drew can do a little Rain Man, can he?
No, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, you got to figure out what he says.
He says, I'm an excellent driver.
I'm an excellent driver. No, it sucked. I can do a little sling blade.
Yeah, do sling blade. Go
right.
For it.
Mm-hmm. Give me some French fried potatoes. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I can only do people I sort of sound like. Like, I can do sling blade and Gilbert Gottfried. Those are my two impressions. And, of course, myself, which has to count, too, now that people know who I am. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Why can't I count myself?
You should be able to count yourself.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
People are like, hey, do you know Adam Carolla? Yeah, I've heard the name. Yeah, listen to this. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty. I like that.
That's it, Matt, huh?
Yeah, that's about it.
So, all right,
I
buddy.
Like the show. Thanks,
all right, buddy.
Hey, good times. Good times. Rain Man.
I'm like, what
the hell's going on with the screening process on this show?
Was that screened, do you think?
Adam wants to hear your talent. Has some impersonation requests. True, you know, I have the range of one of those Star Trek plastic guns I used to buy that shot the disc that spun and fell after about 4 feet.
That's you.
That's my range. So please, let's not take any more of these calls, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian?
Definitely, yeah.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Not much. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, my girlfriend and I are currently sexually active, and she takes Depo. How does that work?
It suppresses the egg from being released.
Okay, and is it recommended by most doctors?
It's an excellent contraceptive. It's the leading contribution to the drop in teen pregnancy rate in this country. it, you don't have to remember to take the pill. You just take the shot every 3 months. It's just the way to go.
Okay.
From the standpoint of the endpoint of contraception.
Well,
from the standpoint of side effects, a lot of women aren't so happy with it because they bleed like crazy for the first 3 months and lose their period altogether.
The pill stops the egg from being released,
right.
too, right?
That's
same,
right. They all work the same way, basically. They prevent that LH surge in the pituitary gland that causes the ovum to be released. But the deal here is that the thing I'm most concerned with the Depo-Provera shot, though, is it can cause depression. And also a drop in libido. So women are sort of aren't interested in sex. And they're kind of depressed. They don't really think about the pill as having caused that. And once they've taken the shot, they're in for 3 months. So not as though they can reverse that very easily.
Okay. She's okay. been on it for a while, I think.
It's an excellent contraceptive.
Okay, and
it's
one more.
Far less dangerous than pregnancy, that's for sure.
Oh, okay. One more last question.
Yeah.
After sex and everything, after we have I have my orgasm, why do I, the only thing I want to do is sleep? It's like I roll over, I just want to go to sleep.
Because you're male.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And why, is she wants to play Pinochle or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's interested in talking?
Yeah, all I want to do is roll over and sleep, have her not touch me at all.
Yeah. This is another one of God's jokes on humanity. and one of the ones I prefer the most is the fact that, you know, how biologically profoundly different males and females are at 18 to 22. They're never more different than right then.
Right.
Okay, but this thing, this other aspect of God's joke on humanity is that men get a powerful serotonin surge after orgasm and want to sleep, and women get an adrenergic surge and want to go dancing.
And talk.
Yeah.
And talk.
And worse than dancing, talk about dancing. Why don't you dance? You don't go, and then I see you, and then you're with your friends. Women are so consumed with dancing and not
and talking.
Here's the whole thing about guys. We have things that we like. Like, I like cars. Mm-hmm. And I like going to the car show, and I go down to Pomona. I see the drag races. I go out to Long Beach. I see the Grand Prix. I see all this stuff. I never ask any women to come with me. Here's my deal. Hey, you don't like cars, right? Right. Good. I'm getting Chris and the Weezer. We're going out to Pomona. You stay home. Women, it's a never-ending thing. How come you don't like when I... Why aren't... I want to go... How come you never want to... It's like, look, don't worry about it. You don't like cars? I don't like dancing. That's fine. Go dance. I'll go look at my cars. Everyone will be happy. I mean, Drew, do you ever get mad at your wife for not liking what you like?
Never. No, no.
Women get mad at you for not being more interested in what they're interested in?
Although your wife was afraid to go to Bunko the other night for fear of what you might think.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I told her stay away from that Pinsky crowd up on the hill there, right. Troublemakers.
Right.
That's all I need her doing is coming home with an ass full of your wife after the indoctrination process that goes on over there. She'll come home. Well, you know, this jewelry's too light.
More bling bling.
Yeah. Oh, my God, she'll be brainwashed.
Wait, Drew, I have a question. When you're a younger person in high school, and Adam, you tell me if this happened. You know, you have sex with a girl, and then you want to get the hell out of there?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When I'm older, I don't feel like that. Like, I want to cuddle and hold.
It's
and
called maturity.
Is that what it is,
well,
or
also,
is it you also just... Well,
also
is it also, is, am I getting better girls?
No,
here's what's happening, quite
yes,
honestly.
Yes.
You're becoming a woman, and they're becoming men.
which biologically, in fact, is virtually what happens.
That's what's happening.
Is that for real,
too? It is for real what happens.
I want to cuddle.
Is that men want to be independent and away and separated and sort of be out on the prowl again. Women cannot understand why the man doesn't want to stay back and to share this intimacy. As around 40, mid-40s, we sort of hit the same point. Men and women are pretty much alike. And then women keep getting more testosterone influence, and men start losing theirs and becoming... When that time you're 50, 60, you want a life partner, and you want to hang out.
I just want a
nest.
Your
penis doesn't get hard anymore. Yeah.
I just want a nest.
Well, you're almost there.
You know what I mean?
You're getting close.
I just want to relax and...
I'll give you a little spoon in during the commercial,
spoon.
If you like.
And I love the smell. I love the smell of her neck. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
We're going to do something with this guy.
Yeah.
This Jamie Kennedy guy.
Yeah. He's talking about lowering testosterone levels, not going full-blown queer, Jamie.
No. It's, well, Tuesdays.
Yeah. You find out. All right. Let's... where do you want to go? Line 4 here, Jamie?
Yeah.
Claire?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I've lost all my sex drive in about the past 2 weeks. I don't want my boyfriend to touch me or kiss me or anything.
2 weeks, all of a sudden?
Yeah. Well, pretty much.
Did you take any medications?
I'm addicted to heroin.
All right, well, Thank you for including that in the... Have you been taking some
heroin? No aspirin, Tylenol?
No, just heroin.
Have you been taking any methadone lately?
No, I haven't.
Anything
else? I've been trying to get off of it.
All right, well, sick. You're sick. You're trying to get off of my heroin, so that's why.
But it's before that. Like, we used to I'd do drugs, and it'd be fine. We'd have sex all
the time. Why are you trying to get off heroin?
Because it sucks.
I know, but what prompted that?
I was strung out for about a year and a half.
No, but listen, people don't just all of a sudden wake up and go, oh, that's it. Something has to have happened. What happened?
I'm just tired of it.
What happened? Who do you think you're talking to, Claire? What happened?
Like, I go to work, and they know I'm high at work, and I don't know. I don't want my family about it. I can't go see any of my family because I don't want to be high around them.
Yeah, but it's been that way for a year. Why now?
It's only been about 2 months.
Hold on a second. Someone at work probably threatened to fire her.
That's what I'm... of course, but she hasn't come out and said that yet.
Well, you could have done the math.
All right. This is a different caller.
Oh. You can't do that much math, can you?
All right, so you're strung out. Something caused you to wake up, to broke through your denial to make you realize you've got to get off heroin. You have to get treatment, Claire. You will not stop without treatment. 100% guaranteed.
Well, 99.
And so the sex drive issues are secondary to this illness you have. It's addiction.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Hey, but good times, right?
There's a lot of good treatment centers in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Are you snorting it?
No.
Shooting it?
Yeah, shooting it.
All right. That was good times.
I have another question, actually. I lose feeling in my arms.
Oh, jeez.
Like, my arms go numb and my hands. Especially when I go to sleep, when I wake up. Like, I wake up from that hurting.
Take a little Vicodin tonight. Take some codeine. Smoke a little heroin. But listen, how's your weight? Are you up or down?
I'm about average. I'm like 5'7". I'm about 125 pounds.
Right. Shooting heroin causes kidney failure, nerve damage, all kinds of infections in the heart.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. Who knows what this is? It's probably just a carpal tunnel.
I thought heroin wasn't bad for you.
Heroin itself isn't. The shooting it is.
Oh, the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it effectively, you'd be all right.
No. No, it's the chronic shooting stuff.
Really? Why?
It's the stuff gets into what's in the heroin. It gets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you mean heroin is not bad? You mean if you had like a heroin brownie?
Heroin causes horrible addiction. It causes profound changes in your brain that causes this terrible disease, but it doesn't harm your brain. Ecstasy damages. It destroys parts of your brain. Heroin doesn't do anything like that. Alcohol destroys brain.
Oh, really?
Heroin doesn't?
Yeah. Bummer.
Especially red wine, home.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
did a little damage tonight at dinner.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, that's what's going on. Okay.
What are you talking about?
Good times.
Makes me better. I'm at my best. Makes me a little more confident.
And
that's
slow.
All. Slows me down a little. Yeah,
there you
go.
Good times.
That's cool. I need to...
I like the way you answer your own sort of judgments. It's like, how do you judge me? Well, it's cool. That's why. Because you're like responsive to your own internal dialogue.
I don't have a problem with booze. No, that's right. Yeah.
Exactly. It's cool.
A little wine, man. Yeah, of course. It's good for you.
Good stuff.
It's cool, right? Yeah, of course.
You have a glass of red wine. They say that's good for you. That's fine. Thins the blood out. It's good for the heart.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do? I don't need to dominate every show, Drew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was ranting and raving last night. Let's just relax a little bit.
Right.
Let the
Jamie's
callers.
Here. Let
Jamie's here. He's a talented guy.
Let Jamie take over a little bit.
That's right. Jamie Kenny from the Jamie Kenny Experience.
Fail us out, Jamie.
Yeah.
Adam's high.
Thursday nights, 8:30, everybody.
Wait, 9.
It says 8:30.
I know. I'm sorry. They got it wrong. Sorry, Adam.
That's all right.
9, everybody. 8 o'clock Central.
That's right. And 8:30,
they just
nowhere.
Split the difference.
8:30 in the Bahamas.
Right. WB. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hello. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jamie Kennedy is in here tonight from the Jamie Kennedy Experiment. WB, 9 o'clock.
Hello.
Thursday nights. For, I would say, and I know this sounds like a little lip service, but our audience especially is probably very familiar with this show.
Yeah.
But if they're not, I think it'll be right up your alley.
Yeah.
If you're between the ages of 12, 13 years old and your mid-20s, this show's really going to hit the spot.
Yeah, turn it on. Turn away from Will and Grace for a minute. Come to the WB.
Oh, really? Is that turd on at Thursday nights at 9 o'clock?
It's against us.
Listen, people.
That's a huge
people
show.
Should be completely done with the sitcom format, no matter how it's executed. They just need to be.
I agree
it's
with you.
It's a tired, dead format.
There's just some ensembles that are interesting to watch.
Yeah.
You fag. You watching Will and Grace?
Not my wife.
Oh, no.
It's a funny show.
But there's
it's
about three or
show.
Four of them that I think
I know,
myself,
but it's funny, but because funny because show. 14 guys write it, and they work out all the beats, and it's just like, I don't know. To me, and maybe I'm a hypocrite because I really love The Family Guy, and that was animated in a way.
But I'm with you that,
sitcom,
it shouldn't be our, it shouldn't be the main nutritional source, on television. You know what I mean?
No,
it shouldn't be the main course.
It's an outdated, contrived, sort of weird format now that to me was dead 10 years ago. And even when it's executed perfectly, it's still just not as good as something like...
Jamie Kennedy Experiment.
Actually, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say The Man Show, but no. But I mean, Jamie Kennedy, Crank Yankers, Curb Your Enthusiasm, stuff that's interesting. It's different. You've not seen stuff presented that way. It's not scripted. I'm just a fan of that stuff.
Well, my wife is absolutely John Q. public in terms of viewing public. And she has begun to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, and she watches Certainly 6 Feet Under and stuff like that. And the Jamie Kennedy Experiment. She will not watch Frank Anker's The Man Show. But
good. We don't need her kind. Okay.
I like reality, too.
Let's talk to James, who's 18. James?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, I was wondering, because I used to smoke a lot of weed, and when I did my girlfriend, it felt really good.
How long did you smoke for?
Like 5 years.
And when did you stop?
Like 2 months ago.
Yeah, for about 6 months, you're going to be kind of out of it. You sound depressed, and you're going to be depressed for about 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. And then everything doesn't feel right.
Yeah?
Yeah, it takes a while to come back.
Okay. And I have another question.
Also, during that 6 months, you're going to be inclined to do other things, like alcohol or God knows what else you get your hands on. And that's also going to suppress your sex drive.
Huh. Okay, and I have another question.
Yep.
Hey, Adam, have you ever thought about doing movies?
Yeah, I have. I'm thinking about it plenty. No one else thinks about it.
What
I'm
is?
The only one who thinks about it.
Why?
I was just because, he's a funny man or whatever, and I just wanted to see him in a movie.
All right.
I love his man.
Well, you want to put that on a cart and take that into somebody's...
Yeah. Hey, you big guy producers. Let me tell you what the people are talking about.
This guy quit smoking weed.
He's James. He's 18. He's from 29 Palms. And he has a suggestion. So why don't we all just listen up? I'd probably screw it up, not cue it up right. Yeah, I don't feel my ding-a-ling when I'm nailing my girl. All right, hold on, fellas, bear with me. Let me fast forward this. All right, let me, I want to talk to John up here on line 5, Drew.
All right.
He's been on hold for 50 minutes. Let's just get rid of him. John?
Hello.
Hey, 18.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend, I'm a Jew and my girlfriend's a Christian.
Southern Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, how did I know? Not Northern Florida.
I mean, we're just always fighting back and forth, and it's kind of like wrecking our relationship.
What are you fighting about?
Just what we believe in.
Yeah.
What is it you fight about, though, specifically?
Yeah, you don't fight about that.
Yeah. Well, tell us, what was the last fight about, exactly?
She was trying to get me to become a Christian, and I was saying how no, because I'm a Jew, and I believe the Jewish beliefs.
Well, forget what you believe or don't believe. Her getting you to forsake your heritage or your family of origin values, that's a big, big deal. And there's nothing to do with what the specifics are of your differences. It's just
and I'm trying to get her to become a Jew, too.
Christ is the Messiah. No, it's not. He's not come yet.
You guys are 18. Why are you worried about stuff like this?
Well, my girlfriend, she's 17.
All right. That makes it completely different.
Drew,
yeah.
Apologize.
I'm so sorry.
Apologize.
Now,
apologize.
I said I'm so sorry. Now, of course, it makes a difference.
I'm a Jew.
All right.
Why, John, are you worrying about this at your age?
I don't know if we should continue on in the relationship.
Well, you're not going to get married. It's not going to continue anyway. You're 18.
Well, I was thinking about marrying her.
No, you're 18. Don't do that.
Well,
this could be a bogus call.
I'm a Jew.
Yeah. John, is this a real phone call?
Yeah.
No, you're full of crap. Please, spare us. I don't believe you.
Are you a Mormon?
No, I'm a Jew.
We're laughing because Drew never said that. It was Anderson. Anderson is now taking over the show.
We can just have, now we can have just me and you on tape.
I'm not looking at Drew all the time, by the way. I'm not sure when he's talking, when he isn't talking.
By the
talking.
Way, Adam and Drew, you guys rock. And
thanks.
Jamie.
Right.
Kennedy.
All right. Bogus question, right?
Right.
All right.
Good man.
Right.
I'm a Jew.
I didn't. Started not to believe him about halfway into it.
Yeah, it just didn't fit.
Had some guy call me at the crank yanker office today. Does that have Corolla? I was like, oh, this is great. I'm being cranked at the crank office.
And what?
You stop calling me them crank yanker calls. And then he was like, oh, blow up the building. And I was like, now listen, buddy, listen. Let me explain to you about these prank phone calls. It's all well and good, but if you start threatening to blow up buildings, then it becomes like a case, you know, we got to get the FBI involved here, you know? You can't even kid that you're going to kill somebody or blow something up or something.
Yeah.
I learned, it took me 15 calls to learn that lesson, but, and he hung up and then he called back. And here's the point, though. He was very rude and kind of weird.
And what did he call back and say?
I don't know, but here's my thing. I have endless time for crank callers. I mean, I'm sitting in my office, and my secretary says, "This is guy on the phone. I don't even know who he is. He's weird. He's rude. I don't. He says he's from a place I never heard of." And I'm like, "Put him on, put him on." The phone to me is a magical thing. Like I would never ever, you know.
You wouldn't spend 2 seconds talking to that guy on the street.
No, and I wouldn't ask. I wouldn't pick him up if he was hitchhiking or anything. But the phone, that's a magical instrument. You can connect with crazy people. It's like being in a prison with that glass in front of you and the prisoner. You know, you could sit there. You could say whatever you want. You could taunt them.
You can be close.
Do anything. Right.
Without them getting too close.
That's right.
So what happened? Did you guys?
No, it was just a jack-off. But here's my whole point. You make a prank phone call. Think it out. Write down a few cheat. Get a little cheat sheet. Write some beats down on there and follow it. Follow through with it.
Commit.
Yeah, don't have the person halfway into it go, "Hey, jack off! Come on, stop wasting my time." You're busted. If you're busted, you're doing a bad job. You have all the advantages in the world. Take a few minutes, plan it out, make it good. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
Melissa.
Hey, what's up?
You're 19.
Mm-hmm.
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 What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been sleeping with this guy for, you know, off and on for about 2 years now. And every time we kind of sleep together, he always afterwards he gets up and starts moving around and talking. And
he's heading towards the door, though, is what he's doing.
I mean, he seems kind of nervous, and it's like, dude.
That's right. He feels guilty, and he's trying to get out of there.
Well, I just want him to shut up, tell you the truth. I mean,
well, you want him to shut up because you don't like the sort of implication of all that affect, that rather than him just being there and being quiet, it's like he's sort of nervous and running around the room and kind of make his exit.
Really?
Of course it's uncomfortable.
Well, wait a minute. Is he trying to leave?
No. Most of it, we're at his house.
Uh-huh.
Does he want you to leave?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he doesn't tell me, but
what does he get up and do?
Opens the front door.
And turn on a radio.
All right. Let him go.
It gets annoying.
Well, why don't you let him go into the next room and do his thing, and you watch a little TV in the room you're in?
Well, most of the time, I just want to actually leave his house, and then that makes me feel bad.
That's mission accomplished as far as he's concerned, I'm sure.
Really?
He's not going to tackle you.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he wants.
Oh, Drew, that's projection.
You know that. Adam, please, think about it. 18-year-old on and off for having sex.
Also. Who is this guy? Is he your boyfriend?
No.
Well, no. We've been talking for a long time. I don't want a boyfriend right now. He knows that I don't want a boyfriend right now. I'm not ready for a boyfriend.
All right.
Translation, she's dying for a boyfriend.
What's your dad do to you? Where'd he go? Where is he?
He's asleep.
Sleep where? In prison?
No, he's in the next room.
Did he do something? Was he an alcoholic? Did he abandon you? That's your stepdad in the next room. I want to know about your real dad.
Wow. You guys are
awesome. With the F word.
Yeah. Does your boyfriend give you an orgasm?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Put her on hold for a second. I don't want to cussing anymore.
Oh, she could.
Melissa.
Yeah.
Where's your real dad?
My real dad is somewhere in town.
How old were you when he left?
All right, now hold on a second. I want some props.
That's amazing.
Because I said, where's your dad? Yeah. And she said, he's in the next room.
And you said he's a step.
However, if you could have read the bubble over my head, I was right with you.
Oh, 100%. Drew gets credit for thinking of the right answer, yeah. Even though he never verbalized it. Interesting.
No, that was good.
Yeah, now why did I know?
Because she needs the abandoned, unavailable guy.
She's got so much energy in her voice that it couldn't have come from a dad who's in the next room.
No, no way.
All right, so real dad's across town and what?
He was the alcoholic.
He is an alcoholic.
Yeah, he's the alcoholic. No, that came out of my mouth ahead of her, did it not?
No, I said it already.
And I said he is the alcoholic.
All right. You're a genius. Yeah, listen, I could get a cave to do what you do. Alcoholic. I don't need you. A canyon would do. You could be replaced by a ravine.
I
just yell into a canyon and it would echo back to me what I said, and that's it. You're replaced now. Alcoholic.
So, Melissa, he's an alcoholic. He left when you were how old?
He accuses me of reading the thought bubble above his head like he's Charlie Brown or something.
How old?
Marmaduke. Jesus Christ.
You were how old?
About four, but then my mom remarried when I was like five, and my stepdad's been raising me ever since. And he's a good father. He's a great father.
That's why you're not strung out on heroin right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But you do have the attraction, the urge to be with these.
No, because I was wondering, because I know your last caller, you were saying that, you know, it's normal for girls to feel all uppity and...
No, Melissa, forget it. None of those, we're talking about something completely different in your situation. We're talking about someone who was traumatized and abandoned, who has significant issues around men, who is now focused on unavailable guy, and needs to be in that state of longing to be with him. As soon as he becomes available, you're out.
Yeah. All right. I would rethink this relationship.
It's a non-relationship.
It's booty call.
It's what she wants, though.
Yeah.
She's kind of in that state right now.
Mm-hmm. Had a waiter in a restaurant talking about you tonight.
Mm.
But I think he was talking about your dad.
Mm-hmm.
But your dad's a doctor, too.
Mm-hmm. Where were you?
Musso and Frank. And it's...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Old-time Hollywood.
I know. And these old...
And the old waiter came up and started talking about therapy.
The old waiters are crazy, and they have drunk... They have thick accents, you know. I have seen you here. Yes? Yeah. The Dr. Drew, he comes in. Yes. His father, he come in once. But it's great. It's great. Uh-huh. And then, you know, 8-minute story, 14-minute story. His father, this is Dr. Pinsky, and then there's another, and I introduced it to, and they talk, but I tell you this, I don't know. Can I finish my goddamn salad here? What are we talking about? You just start nodding all the time, and they start talking about, you can barely understand them.
But the bad part is you're kind of looking up, so you can't get down to your food, you got to keep...
Yeah, you got to keep looking, you can put your head down and eat. And you know what I realize is... I agree with people I don't understand much more than I agree with people I do understand.
That's what's lacking in our relationship.
Yeah, like Drew says...
I speak too clearly.
Who is number one?
There you go.
Yeah, there's Minka.
You love her.
She's a genius.
Yeah.
No, this guy's like, I used to work over at the old Zed, whatever they are. And I'm like, Hey, you know the place? And they tore it down 70 years ago, but it was on the corner of the place with the sign. Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't he MC your San Gennaro feast every year?
He really should. I really don't even know what language. He was from, like Spain or something.
Sounds Italian.
He sounded Italian, too. The guy was eating with guests.
That's good enough.
I couldn't understand a thing he was saying, but told me to say hi to you, I think. Or your dad.
No, it's good. I'll say hi for
him. I'll say hi to you, and then you say hi to your dad, and it'll all work out.
Good times.
Jamie Kennedy in here tonight. Jamie Kennedy.
Hello.
Thursday nights, WB, 9 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Nice.
Hey, buddy. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. Jamie Kennedy, our guest tonight. Jamie Kennedy Experiment, WB, 9 o'clock, Thursday nights. A show worth watching. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
No, it's crappy sitcoms. Huh. And they just keep coming out with these crappy ones. It's like fat, balding, 51-year-old husbands, sort of hot, but yet they frump them up, chicks that are like 32. And you know the whole thing about these things I never really thought about? Mm-hmm. They always have these husbands that are like chubby and balding, mm-hmm. and they're good 12 to 15 years older than their actual wife. And then they always do this one. They go, well, they have three kids. They have a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a newborn or whatever. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm doing the math here. Listen, buddy, she was 17 and you were 37? Mm-hmm. Like, you're clearly much older than she is. You have a 13-year-old. When did you meet her?
Yeah.
Like, out of this way, yeah. you met her. She was
high school.
She was 14, yeah. And you were 29.
Yeah,
and that's what happened.
They always have the hot wife too.
They have the hot wife because what we do is we're stupid when we watch TV, and it's like, no, this guy's not a construction worker.
Not a bus driver.
He's James Belushi. I've seen that guy in Blues Brothers 2000.
Hot.
Right. That's him. We don't do that. We go, that's a guy from the Full Monty. But in real life, they're just supposed to be UPS drivers. And we all know those guys don't get quality tail.
They're lame. And they went,
well, I was lame. I was lame. Having a ball. 20 years, James again, 20 years younger than you are, hot tail. No, they're not going to end up with your ass. Please. And we all watch these sitcoms, and it's the same cookie-cutter crap. It's just dead. Who cares? I talk to all these actors. They're like, oh, it's great. You show up Monday for an hour, then you show up Tuesday for an hour, show up Wednesday for an hour, and then we shoot the show on Thursday, and well, we get a ton of money, and we go home. And you're like, yeah, how do you like the show? Well, it's easy. That's well, like their answer.
The honest ones are the sane ones tell you that. The other ones that are overwhelmed by everything, like, oh, my God, it's so stressful. It's so much work.
No.
Oh, my God. Somebody says that?
We have heard
no
that.
Way. Yes.
Oh, no. Yes. Nobody says that.
Hollywood's so easy.
No, they make a ton of money. It's easy. Someone writes the show. They have nothing to do with it. And they get their paycheck and they go home. No big deal. I don't know why we support it. That's all I'm saying. Let's watch the Jamie Kennedy experiment.
Much love.
Bob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
28 years old.
How you doing?
What's up?
Jamie, I just want to say that I think the Jamie Kennedy experience is the best show on television right now, second only to Crank Anchors.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Adam, speaking of crank calls,
mm-hmm.
How was your lunch with Danny Ash at Yamashiro?
Danny Ash at Yamashiro. Danny Ash, the big boob porn chick?
Mm.
Oh, I never did have lunch with her.
Oh, he's canceled? Disappointed.
What's that?
You said you canceled?
No, I don't think I canceled.
He was going to masturbate to that.
Was I talking about this on the radio?
I don't know.
I don't remember you talking about it.
Oh, how do you know about this, Bob?
Because it was a crank call by me to you.
Oh, what'd I say when you called
like,
me?
Yamashiro, Place by the Castle, yeah, 2 o'clock, sounds great. And then you had me call your assistant back and pencil it in.
Oh, and I never did it or followed up on it?
I don't know. I never heard what happened. Guess the joke's on me.
Oh, anyway. Well, no. But you called as her assistant?
Yeah.
So Danny Ash
as
is this...
As her publicist.
Oh, yeah. Danny Ash is this big boob queen.
Huh.
She's nice, though, and she runs a Danny's Hard Drive or Danny...
Was she up here or something?
She did the show once.
Yeah.
She did something on the man show.
Yeah.
She's a little businesswoman with a big rack on her.
Did she use this microphone?
She rubbed it on her. Okay. She put it in her, actually.
So you just never showed up?
No, I never showed up.
Wow.
Oh, that's why I didn't know about it. Otherwise, I would have said to you a second ago, yeah, what the hell happened? I went over there. She wasn't there.
Hey, Bob, okay. You've made one major miscalculation. You expect Adam to care about S. He didn't care about S. Doesn't care about anything.
No, I don't remember anything either.
He doesn't care, Bob. So whatever you did, doesn't care. Prank or real, doesn't care. That's sort of ungratifying.
Sorry, Bob. Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. I do remember now that he brought it up that her people called me like 2 years ago, who apparently were Bob, and said, hey, Danny wants to talk to you about some stuff. You want to have some lunch? And it was reasonable to me because we'd had her on the TV show. We had her on the radio show. I thought she wanted to talk about some business thing. I don't know if she wanted to give me a BJ or talk about the internet. I didn't care. So I was like, yeah, I'll talk to her about whatever she wants to talk about. And they were like, yeah, well, we'll call your assistant and set it up. And I was like, yeah, all right. And they said, we'll do it Thursday or something. And I was like, yeah, well, whatever. And then I gave the phone to my assistant and went back to work.
She busted the caller, maybe.
Probably not. Yeah. But I didn't go. Whatever it was.
You
I don't care.
Him. He's bummed out.
But here's the whole point. I never thought about it again.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who cares?
See, don't try to F with Adam, because he don't remember.
He don't remember, don't care.
Don't remember, don't care. Doesn't matter.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Rachel?
Hi.
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up? How was your lunch at Yamashiro?
Hey, Rachel. Rachel, we got to take a break here, kiddo.
All righty.
All right, so hold on 1 second, all right?
Yeah. Don't even try to put me down. I don't even know when you're doing that. Drew knows.
When?
Someone's trying to put him down?
When you do, because it's so...
No, you
so,
know.
So,
Drew knows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, when somebody's trying
Drew
to...
Drew knows.
Yeah, yeah,
even
yeah.
when they're not trying to put him
that's
down.
Right.
That's the way Drew feels. Jamie Kennedy, our guest tonight. Jamie Kennedy Experiment. Thursday night, 9 o'clock. WB. Take a quick break. Be right back. Buddy Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Yeah! Woo! We got a show going here, baby. Got Jamie Kennedy in the hizzy.
For shizzy.
Part of the Jamie Kennedy Experiment. He is Jamie Kennedy of the Jamie Kennedy Experiment. WB, 9 o'clock, Thursday nights. Don't worry about that Will and Grace.
Come on over to the WB, people.
You want to laugh? You watch that Jamie Kennedy Experiment. All righty then. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And Jamie, what's up with your chair, by the way? I notice it's on the ground.
He sat it down there.
Do you know why? Because I don't like to be high. I like to be low.
All right. Well, you can go down again.
It's me. I feel it.
Feel
it's my self-worth. Is
it's that bad that you have to sit on the ground?
I have to be good. No, I just like to be able to do
right.
What's up.
All right.
Like a little kid.
All right, you stay down there.
Thank
Fine.
You.
Look at your chocolate milk later.
Thank you.
Rachel?
Hi.
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
Hi, Rachel.
I have my first pelvic exam tomorrow, and I'm...
Pelvic?
Yes. I have, like, the whole pap smear going in. Yes.
The pap smear?
Hey! Pap smear, is it? I need you.
So, anyway, I'm completely nervous because I've been dreading this experience for, like, the last 2 years.
Are you seeing a male doctor or a female doctor?
A female doctor.
And have you met this person before?
No. I went to my doctor's last week because I'm supposed to be getting on some antidepressant and a bunch of other good stuff.
Right.
And so I told him about my problem because I haven't had my period for 8 months. And
oh,
he recommended that I start taking birth control to regulate that.
Right, all right.
So he gave me a name of a gynecologist that works in the same place, and we made an appointment. So I have my appointment tomorrow.
All right. It's first of all, this is something you're going to do every year for many, many, many decades to come. It's an important thing to do. It's not as big a deal as you think it is. I think it's really important that you tell the doctor how uncomfortable and nervous you are and tell her what things you need in order to make it more comfortable. Do you need her to explain things? Do you need her to slow down? Do you need her just to be soothing to you? Just think about what it will be, what will work for you to make it better. Someone in the room with you or not.
How about taking a little nip before you head in? A little shot of peppermint schnapps or something. Something to take the edge off.
Yeah, that'll work.
Half a Valium.
What are some things that I can expect? Like obviously I've never done this before, so what is, I guess, the procedure? What do they do?
Well, they take this thing called a speculum. It's made from surgical steel. It's about 14 inches in diameter, and they put it in the freezer.
It's probably going to be plastic. It's probably plastic, and it's about...
Oh, they do a plastic. Oh, they have throwaway ones now?
Yeah, they have throwaway ones now.
Got a fish.
And it's kind of cool because there's a light that inserts into the base of it, and it gives a beam right down the shaft.
Right in the canal?
Right down the canal.
They shut the lights. Your nostrils light up, too.
That's nice.
It's crazy.
Good times. Yeah. And they'll put this thing in, and it'll kind of feel uncomfortable. Your legs will be up in a stirrup, and then they'll kind of scoop the cervix and open the thing up a little bit and
scoop
scrape
the cervix.
You kind of have to put it in position so it flops
Sounds like
down.
Ice cream. I have a scoop of cervix.
And then they'll look at it, and they'll examine it and take cultures and swabs and things, and then she'll put her hands in you, one hand, rather, and feel the cervix and put her other hand on your belly and feel the uterus between.
This is making it worse.
Oh, my God, I'm absolutely terrified.
Do you see? Nice work, Drew.
No, it's natural. This is a natural process. It's only for your health.
Every woman walking the earth gets to have one of
them. It's totally natural. Women have been on this earth for millions of years, and this has been going on for about 70 years. It's totally natural.
I don't like.
No, they did it in cave time.
Yeah, they did it.
They did it with sticks.
Down there. I mean, my grandpa molested me when I was 5 and 6.
All right, you need to bring.
You need to bring that
up with your doctor, okay? Please, will you do that?
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. Because that'll make a difference in how she approaches this.
Well, yeah, look at it this way, though. This is going to be, if your grandfather molesting you was a 7, this will be a 3.
Oh, yay!
I don't know, maybe a 6, 6.5. Whatever it was, this is going to be nowhere near that. I mean, you got to look at it that way, in a weird way. Okay, I know it sounds a little crass, but you know what I'm saying? I know you can look at it as you've been traumatized, so therefore you're not going to be prepared for this. I would turn around and say, this is going to be 1,000 times better than that.
And I would say that while this can be re-traumatizing, it also can be an opportunity to find ways to soothe yourselves and make new connections with people and be trusting of people that are there to serve you who will not exploit you.
And then where's your grandfather now?
He died a couple weeks ago. So
good.
For that.
Yeah, nice. And how long did he molest you?
For about 2.5 years.
Must have been your mom's dad.
No, my dad's dad.
Aha. Good thing I didn't read your thought bubble, huh, Drew?
What I was wrong. Usually it's the mom's dad that's able to carry that out for a long period of time.
My mom's dad was just absolutely the sweetest person in the world. He unfortunately died of cancer a couple weeks ago also.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't have any grandpas left.
Well, no wonder you're depressed.
Yeah. Lord is great.
A lot of mental, I guess you could say, issues. I was in Ritalin for like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
From the age of 7 to like 14.
Did they know you'd been sexually abused at that point?
Yeah. Well, I didn't tell anybody until I was 11.
Okay.
And did you? So your dad found out about it?
My dad's known since. Well, it's really messed up because my grandpa's been doing, I guess, stuff with my family for the last 30 years, and my entire family's known. So it was no shock to my dad when I told.
Yeah.
And he kind of didn't, I guess, care. He was over it. I mean, he'd been molested. My mom had been molested. Everybody in my family had pretty much been molested.
That's what I was getting, is that mom had been molested. That's why I was thinking it was her dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the bubble said. And did he have sex with you?
No, he just kind of felt me
right.
Places that I didn't want to be felt.
All right. That's not quite as bad.
That's not as bad, yeah. Rachel. Imagine if he'd had sex with you.
Oh, yucky.
Yeah.
I know. But anyway, it's still bad, and, you know, it's horrible. And
have you been raped?
I have.
Oh, shocking. How did I know that?
Should have read that bubble, too. What happened there?
Last year, I went to a friend's house, and I was walking home because I only lived about half a mile away,
mm-hmm.
and it was only like 11 o'clock at night. It was after a big football game. Anyway, so I kind of got jumped, and I was raped by 2 guys, and that was not fun.
2 guys you didn't know?
No, uncle and cousin.
Yeah. And they didn't. You didn't get a pelvic exam then?
No, because I never told anybody until...
Oh, Rachel, it's so important. All right, Rachel, look, I
was terrified.
All right, it's not that bad.
It's not nearly as bad as what you've been through.
Oh, my God. This is somebody who cares about you and your well-being, is looking after that for you, okay? You can rely on that person not exploiting you or harming you.
Okay.
All right,
Rachel, you know what? For someone who's been through what you've been through...
You're doing great.
You really are.
Mm-hmm.
You really sound...
I have to give major props to both of you, because, Drew, you help out so many people you just don't even know. And, Adam, you make the world a funnier place for everyone.
Thank you. Drew does know it. He just can't feel it, man.
So, Adam, realizing that has to abuse me.
Yeah.
He takes your thought bubbles.
That's right.
And pops them.
Pierce them with my penis. I rape his thought bubbles.
Oh, God.
You're glad you brought that up, Jimmy?
I never know. That's an intense, man. That was an intense case.
That was a good one. As love line calls go, that was a good one.
The fact that you guys knew that she had been through those extra things is
true. It's just the way it goes.
Oh, Grandpa. Oh, that's great. And here's what I always take a certain amount of pleasure in saying this. Thank God that old kook's dead. You know what I mean?
Mm,
it's great.
And that
she, dead.
And that she celebrates
happy.
With you. Yeah.
Good, he's dead. Let me just go on this jag for just 1 second. We're having some difficulty now in this whatever time in our period realizing that the difference between good and evil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We think there's good
guy and bad guy.
There's good and there's misunderstood.
Oh,
those
yes.
are the two categories.
Mm-hmm.
There's good and there's evil. And let me tell
let's
you.
Just say good and bad.
Okay, there's good and there's bad.
Evil, yeah.
Bad is better dead. All of them.
And bad.
Yeah, I mean, Hitler, yeah. all be better.
Better dead.
Someone just
but
put a shiv in them.
If not dead, needs mm-hmm. containment. Needs to have a dominant force contain them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Period.
Right. And in lieu of containment, cancer will suffice, you know?
Yeah.
And her grandfather dying is good.
Mm.
He molested everyone in the family. He's dead. It's a good day. It's a good day.
Mm.
I wish he died a little earlier. I wish it had been a little more painful. But the point is, he's dead, and we can all celebrate his death. I should have eulogized the guy.
Yeah, it would have been wonderful.
Oh, God. Airlines.
Yes. All right. Kristen?
Yeah?
Yes.
What's going on?
Frank Anctum.
I am extremely, extremely sexually active.
Mm-hmm.
And I was as curious as to maybe why.
Yeah, good times. What do you think might be why?
I don't know.
Wow.
Really, I just constantly want to have sex.
Do that again?
Oh, that was a phone.
I know. Well, we'll go through our usual sources of sexual compulsion, right?
Let me read Drew's thought bubble.
All right, here we go. And now.
I can't even read this.
Molested.
Damn it. The loser?
How can it be their phone goes out right then?
Huh?
We didn't hear what you said.
Oh, yes, I was raped twice.
Okay. I knew his bubble. His bubble's always right.
Okay, there's more in my bubble.
Raped twice at Drew's bubble says there was some, physical abuse or an abandoning father before the rape.
My dad left when I was 4.
Oh, Drew, that bubble of yours.
No, you're batting 1,000. There's one more thing
I'm
in my bubble.
I'm batting 1,000. Your bubble's batting 1,000.
But you're able to read my bubble, and I'm impressed with that. Not that you're asking the question, but you're reading my bubble.
I'm going to let a bubble out
one
in a
more.
Second, too. You won't be able to see it, but you'll know it's there.
One more piece of this.
2 for 3 in that bubble.
One more of Drew's thought bubbles. Raped twice, physical abuse.
Wait, I'm going to say something.
All right,
yeah,
baby.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So she's got.
She's got rape. I'm trying to look at this bubble.
It's an exacta.
She's
raped.
She's had. Dad left, and she's in drugs.
Ah, Jamie just read my thought.
Yeah, I've only been here an hour, and I can see that bubble.
Well, I do drugs.
Yeah,
that's the question. Do you or have you been on drugs before?
I used to smoke weed occasionally.
Yeah.
Used the pops and pills.
Oh, pills, pill pops.
But bubble said pills.
Well, here's how you get sexual addiction of the type that you seem to be describing to us, which is where you are never satisfied. You have to have sex all the time, and to the point where it has consequences, where you're spending money, you're ruining relationships, you're cheating, you're doing things that you don't think you should be doing. It bothers you, and yet you keep doing it and doing it progressively. It would be sexual abuse. Okay, and if the sexual abuse came sort of after some abandonment and physical abuse, which is a common sort of quality
me
to this.
My dad are still really close. We always have been.
Yeah, fine.
I mean, he moved out and everything.
But it created, again, it's the emotional experience that counts here. And then being addicted to an opiate, even for a short period of time, can really send this thing off. It can really just trigger it. And that's what I bet those pills were. I bet those Vicodin or something like that.
All right.
I want to ask her to see if my thought bubble's right.
Well, Drew, you can't read your own thought bubble.
No. So you can read it and ask her. If
I right. didn't see Vicodin in your thought bubble, but Kristen?
Yeah?
What were the pills?
Vicodin, Valium.
There we
oh,
go.
My God.
There we go.
Oh. Wow, this is amazing.
Oh, you know what? That
we have an office pool here.
The Vicodin was hiding behind the hatred for your father. I couldn't see it. I was Drew's thought bubble was sort of co-opted a little bit by the thoughts of
coming
his father
the
being cheap. Yeah. I miss that. What's hiding in there, Drew? I should have seen it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Isn't there a nymphomaniac a myth?
No, you just talked to one. I mean, it's a word that has no meaning anymore.
But why does she have to have negative connotations like sex? Isn't there a woman out there that just comes out of the womb and goes, I love sex?
Yeah.
And is raised by two good parents?
Yes, the girl you're currently with. but that's the only one.
They are out there.
I read his thought bubble.
Women have a much, much broader range of possible sexual sort of expressions.
Mm-hmm.
Woman to woman, each one is very, very different. Men sort of come all the same way, pretty much. Women, very broad range, and some are multi-orgasmic, and some can't have orgasm, and some, can do sit-ups and have them, and some can't get them with a jackhammer, and so it's all over the place. But there are some women that have a lot of testosterone and are very very receptive. So sort of two versions of it: one which is highly estrogenized, and one that's very sort of driven in a testosterone direction. But either of those biologies can give you someone that. Yeah, pretty
so like there is 1% of that woman in the porn business. Love my job.
But it's not. No.
Not all of them are abused.
Not where they're being exploited. No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
1%.
You think?
One girl.
Here's what I'm saying.
There's 1% in everything.
One girl.
Give Jamie and me the 1%
to masturbate to.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We're guilty.
You know what this is like?
Give us that one.
The guys in the firing squad. There's 20.
Sorry.
Jesus, sure. There are 20 guys lined up. One of the guys gets blanks in his gun.
Yeah.
Now it's never going to be the gun you have. But you can sleep that night thinking that the gun that you had the blanks in it.
Yeah.
So when he masturbates that night, he can think about the bullet?
No, you just think that...
What are you saying?
He can think that about
she wanted
the one
to be there.
Girl that he's beating off in the porn is the 1%
who
wanted to be there.
She wanted to be there.
Right, it's not somebody you're exploiting some damaged...
No, when at high school, it was high school, she went to her counselor. They said, you can be, a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher. She said, no, porn. I want to do that.
That's right.
They gave her a little test.
I want to do that. Is this what I want to do? And her parents support it.
That's right. And she says a loving family, and she's still, her father's very supportive. That's the one we both beat off to.
1%.
All right. Let's... talk to
Is she, by the way?
Let's talk to What's her name?
Name? Which one is
she
it?
She has natural boobs.
Which one is she?
She's got a barbell through her clit hood. She's got a tad of Speedy Gonzales just above her ass crack.
And she just won that tournament where she had sex with 600 guys in one day.
Is it Danny? Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. I met her.
Ah, that's good.
So, look. We should tell our last caller that, we never told her to do anything.
We told her what the source of all this is, and that's not, she really is a sex, she fits the profile of the sort of history of somebody who's going to be a sex addict, or is a sex addict.
What to do.
She should either get a therapist who's used to dealing, who has dealt with this problem, and or go to SA, or both.
Or go to SA, it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Lance?
Yeah.
Yay.
Adam. 23. What's up?
I talked
to you guys a while ago. I'm the guy that worked at the Modern Video that Adam frequented to get his Taboo Twos or whatever.
Is this the airplane hangar he talks about?
The old video store in Montrose.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Adam Stalker.
That's right.
Yeah,
you were, when so I used...
Lance thinks he remembers the call, see?
Oh, yeah.
No, I do remember this now.
Do you?
Well, I used to live in La Cañada.
Right.
Actually, I lived in La Crescenta.
Go Gladiators.
And we used to go to a video store out there, that nice porn section.
Right.
Grab a video every once in a while. And that's the place you work.
That's right.
How's that going over there?
Oh, no, that place is long gone. That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, all right. You've moved on.
Oh, yeah. I moved on to bigger and better things. Now I'm going to be working at an adult entertainment store. Adam, this is a good question for
you.
You've
really moved up, Lance.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, thanks.
1%.
I'm moving up in the world.
What is it that attracts you about these kinds of places?
That's the thing. I'm not like really, like, I didn't go and apply there or anything. You know what I mean? They kind of came to me. Right now I'm working at a sandwich shop, And
somebody walked up to you and said, you should be working at a porn shop.
You look like Al Goldstein.
People said I should be a bartender. They say this. They, say,
well,
you know,
they saw the way he handled the squeeze container of mayonnaise, and they said, hey, buddy, wait a minute. You got a gift. All right. So And by the way,
wow, that just got a visual. I can't go to Subway anymore.
I can't go to sleep tonight. What are you talking about?
Let me just say this before we get to Lance, and I will not let the show turn into this, but I can't help it.
All right, here we go.
I walked into our writer's office today. Mm. I saw the squeeze container of mayonnaise, and I thought, you know what? I don't have any kids, and maybe I'm old fashioned, but I don't like everything coming in a squeeze container these days. I don't like the relish coming in the ketchup squeeze container. Mm-hmm. I don't like the mustard coming in the ketchup-looking squeeze container. I don't like the purple ketchup now that they make for
kids and the green
that comes in the squeeze container.
It's all Shrek.
I announced to the writers, my kid wants to see purple ketchup. I'll give him a good sock in the eye. Everything's going to look purple, I'll tell him after that. That's right. No purple ketchup at the Corolla
House. Oh, dear God, I cannot wait till this man has children so we can see how this is really going to change his ass.
Here's the point. I don't like eating everything out of a goddamn plastic squeeze container. I like the sound, by the way, when you're trying to fish the bottom of the relish thing out. It's making that little clank, clank, clank sound with the metal butter knife hitting the glass. I like glass containers, and I like the idea of spreading things onto the knife. I don't like the sound and the weird plasticky. You know, people... Stuff sits in plastic long enough, starts to taste a little plasticky. What is this? I want to get back to glass, everybody. Stop making everything in a squeeze container. I got the extra 8 seconds to make the sandwich. Sorry, Lance. Go ahead. Just reminded me of that today.
I'll tell my boss. We'll get glass, especially for you, Adam.
Thank
Why
you.
Does it say you're calling from Oregon?
Because I'm up in Oregon now. I used to live down in California, down Montrose and that area. But
all right, so
moved up there.
So what's the question? You're working at a porn store.
Well, I'm going to start. I haven't started yet, and I checked it out, and I guess there's, apparently there's, of course, some seedy things that go on in those places.
Mm-hmm.
And, especially the thing I was concerned about was the booth in the back where, guys go, whatnot, and some pretty crazy stuff goes on.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
What?
Guy's beating off in there.
Yeah, even worse. There's weird stuff.
Well, you start putting the gay porn out.
Exactly.
Next thing you know, it's like gay porn is.
Oh boy.
It's like leaving stuff out overnight. The ants, the roaches. You leave the gay porn out, the roaches show up. It's because they're boffing each other.
Exactly.
Well, what is it with the gays? They don't have apartments? They got to nail everybody in bars and cowboy bars and bathroom stalls?
If women behave.
Do gays get some apartments?
If women behave like men, that's what we'd have going on.
Women would be having
If women would,
sex in booths?
If women would let us nail them in the woman's room, if they'd let us line up and have a glory hole, then we would do that. This is what happens.
Exactly.
Yep. That's right.
That just hit me.
What'd you say?
The glory hole. That should be a sitcom. Tonight on Glory Hole. See what happens when.
I think you start.
Twinkie hole, baby. Woo!
Glory hole.
Good word. There we go.
Well, this is what happens.
Lance, what's your question? You don't want to clean up the mess. What's
the question? Yes.
Hello?
Yes. What is the question, Lance?
Oh, the question is, I just want to know if there's any chance. Has Dr. Drew or anybody heard of anybody catching anything from cleaning those places up? And
no, that's not.
I love his question. It's not about I'm exploiting women and gays in the booths and underages. Can I catch herpes?
Yeah.
I'm touching a squeegee.
And would you guys work there if Mr. Kennedy wasn't a huge movie star and Adam the huge B-class
B/C celebrity?
Oh, there you go. A millionaire celebrity.
Well, no, because I worked for 13-14 years before I got into show business, and it was never.
I used to work at Red Lobster.
Yes. Would you guys have lowered yourselves to? Or I
no.
shouldn't say lower yourself, but would you have done what?
No, I was a carpenter, just like Jesus.
Okay.
Except for I didn't gouge like he did.
You can
gouge the elderly with his estimates. You know.
I mean, you gotta work there. You gotta work there. It's not bad. You know. I mean, I don't look down.
Stay at the sandwich shop.
Stay at the sandwich. All right, go to the sandwich.
Whatever
shop.
You do, don't go back and forth.
What could be in it for him? There could be any more money.
Taboo too, theme.
Just
listen. It's been my experience that they took the doors off of those stalls at many of these places.
Good times.
There used to literally be doors and rolls of paper towels up on the wall.
And it's just you do.
And here's the diabolical thing about those peep shows is And by the way, who doesn't have some porn at home these days? You know, I mean, I understand there was a time when, hey, not everyone has a VCR, not everyone has a movie. I mean,
it was film at one time.
Let me
right?
tell you who had a VCR. Elvis had a VCR, and Hugh Hefner had a VCR, and the rest of us didn't have a VCR.
But it was a beta then.
Oh, Bob Crane. Right. These are the three guys that had VCRs. And we didn't, the rest of America, you know, the Corollas got their first VCR in like 1989, and it was beta. Retarded dad going down a Radio Shack, an idiot.
Me too. I got the same thing.
The point is you had to go, you wanted to see footage of people having sex. You had to either have sex and stare in a mirror, or you had to go down to one of these places and feed some tokens into the thing and beat off in one of the booths. You didn't want to, but you didn't have a living room with a VCR in it. And the thing that was diabolical about the whole token thing is some mathematician worked out how long it takes a guy to bust a nut, and that's when the movie would run out. So you would put in, like, $3 worth of tokens. The movie would run for exactly 3 minutes and 28 seconds. You'd be standing there beating off. You'd just get to the point where it's about to go, and the thing would go black. Now you'd have to pull your pants back up and fish more tokens out of your pocket, put those tokens in, start the thing up again, start beating off again, and repeat the cycle until you're like $1,500, $1,600 down.
This, isn't there a Jamie Kennedy experiment in this somewhere? Isn't there? Come on, Jamie.
There is. I don't know the experiment. How?
You'd be the spoo cleaner-upper guy.
How? I'm the spoo. I don't know if the WB will let me.
The point is, they took the doors off of these booths now. And they're cleaning them up because I think somebody decided, like, that's enough beating off on our property. You know how many gallons of jizz we had to mop out of this place last year?
Oh.
Yeah.
And all that right. guy, yeah, he shouldn't go from the sandwich
no,
shop
of
to there.
Not. No, of course no. not.
Stay
no.
at the sandwich shop.
That's right.
But wait a minute.
He's antisocial, though, so he's got to do that.
We
magically, he always ends up.
Who's going to run those places?
All right, we got to take a break.
All right, we're taking a break. We'll find someone. There's always foreigners. We'll be back. Everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jamie Kennedy's in here tonight. He's from the Jamie Kennedy Experiment.
Thank you.
It is Thursday nights.
Can I plug my website again?
Yeah, go ahead.
www.jamiekennedyworld.com. Thank you.
Jamie's is a likable sort, wouldn't you say, Drew?
Mm-hmm. Agreeable.
Thank you. I'm easy. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah. Doesn't even smoke pot. He's easy. That's good. And he's
used to people in bands who are sort of jacked up and
smoking out right
when
here.
When they smoke pot, then they're kind of more manageable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Jamie Kennedy Experiment, Wednesday nights. No, Thursday nights. WB, 9 o'clock. All right.
8 Central.
We got a question for Jamie right
Jamie
now.
JamieKennedyWorld.com.
There you go, Sarah.
Yeah, actually, my name's Ganga, but I had to change my name because every time I call in or believe me, I think I'm trying to say Ganja and make fun of myself, but mm-hmm. My name's Ganga.
Okay.
I've called before. Do you remember me?
Nope.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good. I love you, Adam.
I love you, Ganga.
Oh, thank you. I love you too, Jamie. Your show's really good. Really, really good.
Thank you, Ganga.
What kind of name is Ganga?
don't say Ganga. It's Ganga.
Like, Ganga.
Yeah. Right, hey, don't correct anybody.
Ganga. Sorry, I'm
crazy,
sorry.
Kooky name. I'll hang up on you.
I'm sorry.
All right.
What the heck? Okay. I have a question for Jamie.
Yes, Ganga.
Jamie, I was wondering what kind of music you listen to. Like, what's your favorite bands?
You know, like Hole.
You like Hole?
No.
She's like, oh, you like Hole? How dare you?
No, I mean, I'm honestly like the worst guy to ask this, but I like everything except country western.
You like Good Charlotte?
I love who?
Good Charlotte.
Never heard of that. I mean, bands right now, I like Incubus.
That's cool.
I like
like Good Charlotte. They're good.
The Strokes.
Ooh. Yeah, everyone loves the Strokes.
I like hip hop. I like Ja Rule, Jay-Z. Bitch. Yeah, dog.
Adam. Good Charlotte wasn't one of those bands that was like smoking pot and stuff, right? They don't do drugs, do they?
Who?
Good Charlotte.
No.
No. They're okay. Jewish.
I'm stupid because I never heard of them.
Good Charlotte. That's a newer band.
Newer band. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank them? You. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ganga.
You're welcome. Love
All right.
you guys.
They don't All do right. drugs, those Good Charlotte guys.
Good.
They're nice guys.
Thanks.
They look edgy, but they're puppy dogs in real life.
I love Benji.
Yeah, he's hot.
They were Christian. They weren't Jewish.
Oh. I thought they had some Jew in them or something.
I can't remember.
Didn't they make some sort of comment about that?
Or was one of them?
I'm a Jew.
One of the brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Half Jewish or something. I just remember thinking, why are these guys sort of smart and off drugs?
One was saying that he loved Jesus. The other one was like, no, I don't.
That's what I thought. The one.
That was before the show, though.
All right. One of them liked Jesus. The other one wasn't a big fan of Jesus. Jason?
Yo.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was making a rabbit trap for my little brother a few weeks ago. And the stick I was cutting shattered. Just the way that it shattered forced the box cutter back into my finger. And it sliced through a couple tendons, I think, and deep into the bone. And, like, I'm in a cast and everything right now.
Right.
And I was wondering how it would, like, affect my life, just, like, my functionality and all.
Which finger is it?
It's my left index.
What hand do you beat off with?
Both.
Both?
Well, oh, smart. Both Jamie and Adam were shocked.
Wow. Peter Norton.
Smart. Smart.
No, Jason, this should be fine. Were they able to repair the tendons?
I guess. Like, they did surgery and they sewed the tendons up.
Did they? Yeah, that's what I'm asking. They got it all back together again.
And, I'm going to have to do physical therapy and stuff, but they don't know how successful that's going to be.
I bet it'll be fine. I bet you it'll be
good. You're 14. You'll bounce.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You sound like a very intelligent kid.
Thank you.
What are you doing making rabbit traps?
In Irvine. Did you move from, like, Virginia to Irvine?
No. I didn't move from Virginia.
Hold on a second. Rabbit trap's a gay term.
Is it?
Yeah, it's when... I don't really want to explain it, but he was doing something weird to his brother.
You really think so?
They called a rabbit
trap. I literally thought he was just...
And Jason, you moved from where?
I moved from Omaha, Georgia.
There you go. That's where they make rabbit
traps. You don't want to hurt a bunny.
I knew they didn't make rabbit traps in Irvine.
What do you do?
It's the first rabbit trap ever...
What do you do with a bunny when you catch a bunny?
If you had made it, it would have been the first ever made in Irvine.
Irvine rabbit.
What do you do with the rabbit once you catch it?
Kill it.
Oh, all right.
Good times.
Why?
So you can eat it.
Who's going to eat a bunny?
Me.
Jesus. Rabbit's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's good. And squirrel, too.
Oh, boy. Get yourself any raccoons?
Why don't you just go to Taco Bell and get a chalupa? Like every other 14-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, Jason?
Yeah.
Don't talk. Don't tell your friends. You're like a young Ted Nugent over there. Don't talk to the ladies about eating squirrels. They'll freak them out a little bit. They like to cuddle with furry animals.
You live in Newport Beach, for God's sakes.
Hey, get yourself some puka shells and some weed and start blending in, would you?
I only moved out here like 3 weeks ago.
Right. Oh, Jason.
Don't be building any rabbit traps.
Yeah, Jason.
It's just like a Jethro Bodine over here.
Start surfing.
Come on, you got my thought bubble.
Your thought bubble has been 120%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can see him wearing like a rope to hold his pants up and chewing on a piece of straw.
Yeah, people in the country don't realize he lives in a... How would you describe that area? That's like a super affluent, brand new community, basically.
Yeah, it's all plastic.
Exactly. Where rabbits are around there?
There's a lot of rabbits.
Yeah, there's a lot of open fields.
They got
and
all
stuff.
These shrubs and stuff. Yeah. It's all like landscape.
Yeah.
And the rabbits can just run up under there whenever they see anything. Yeah.
Now, what is it? Why'd you move out there? That's quite a change.
My parents are shrinks.
They're teaching at Irvine now.
Yeah.
You can't be a shrink and live in Georgia. They run you out. Yeah.
See, you sound very intelligent, but why does his parents talk to him about hunting?
Oh, listen, rabbits are just, all they do is eat crops and crap everywhere. They're made for eating. No difference between a rabbit and a chicken. Here's what I'm saying. I'll say this to Jamie. I think if you don't want to eat animals, don't eat animals. But when you start making the distinctions between them, that's a societal thing. I mean, here's the difference. Rabbit is no different than a tuna, is no different than a chicken. It's just something that we eat.
I agree. I think tunas get the raw deal because they have pain, and people are like, I don't eat chicken or beef, but I eat fish.
Yeah, that's what
I say. Fish feel pain, but what I'm saying to you is, would you have a dog?
No, I don't, because I ate it, but
we
got stoned and ate them.
We tend to make a distinction between animals that can connect. can make a connection and sort of an awareness of a relationship, as
right.
opposed to those that can't even look at you. Don't
you
even.
Feel bad. I feel bad. I feel bad when I eat a chicken. I mean, I do sometimes. But I think that, you know, a rabbit's a cute thing. Why are you going to hunt it? But what do I know? I mean,
I know, but listen,
poor,
Ted Bundy was a good-looking man. We still put him to death. You know what I mean? We can't base everything on what everyone looks like. Otherwise, Ted would be...
He was cuddling.
Ted Bundy would be like a senator right now, and I'd be dead. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. He'd be hosting the show. All right, let's take a little break. Jamie Kennedy here. Jamie Kennedy Experiment. Thursday nights, 9 o'clock, WB. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Drew, Jamie Kennedy, our guest tonight. Jamie Kennedy Experiment, Thursday nights.
9 o'clock.
WB.
8 Central. 8 Mountain.
Mm-hmm. So what movies you got going on here, Jamie? Can we talk about this?
I did a movie of the white rapper character they do on the show.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. It's called Malibu's Most Wanted.
And when's that coming out?
Probably come out in April.
Is that like an independent thing or is it a budget thing?
It was a low budget. But I mean, we did it at Warner Brothers. But I mean, it was a nice budget, but not a big... It was like,
major,
you know,
release.
Like a $10 million. But it'll be a main, it'll be a release, a comedy, a studio release.
Wow.
Yeah. Knock on wood, hoping.
Yeah.
It's good. We have a good cast, too.
Really?
Tay Diggs, Anthony Anderson, Ryan O'Neill plays my dad.
Oh, wow.
Bo Derek is my mom.
Oh, my God.
Talk about that. We could have that in counseling, right?
How's Ryan O'Neill doing?
Wasn't He's he, doing great, yeah.
Wasn't he sick a few months ago?
He was sick. He had, I believe he had cancer, but he's in remission.
Mm-hmm. Well, good times.
Good times.
Why don't we come back in May and plug that one away?
Yeah, I'd love to. Do some crank anchors.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. We'll see in Vegas. Hey, Alex?
Yeah.
You're 26?
That's right.
What's up?
Well, I mean, I work at this place, and I do the computer networking, and the boss, she's just like, I don't know, she's totally hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to, your show.
You're right.
You know, you were talking to, there was that one young lady, you know, she said...
I hope you're good looking, Alex.
Well, you got to look at me if you want to know that.
You better be hot or you ain't going to land this one with your personality, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah? Why do you say that?
Just crazy, wild. I'm looking at Drew's thought bubble. That's how I can tell. All right, what's up? What's your nationality?
I'm from California.
California.
That's a nationality. That's interesting.
That means Mexican to me, by the way. Is that what you are?
No, I'm not Mexican, no.
Asian?
Nope.
White?
Scottish.
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 Right.
Okay. I knew it. All right, so your boss is hot. And now what?
Well, I was listening to your show, and then... that young lady came on, you know, and she, you know, and then there was this advertisement, like really long time advertisement, and then you came on and you were talking for a long while, and I just thought, like, what kind of producer would put such idiots on the air?
You're not. She's not Scottish.
I think
Scottish.
You wanted to have sex with. I thought you wanted to have sex with your boss.
I thought it was
not Scottish.
You were having sex with your boss, and now you hate us.
So, Alex,
I'm just wondering.
Well, hold on, though. We want to answer your question about your boss.
No, I have a question. Why are such idiots on the air?
Well, hold on. We're going to answer that. But we want to answer your first question
first. Is
that
me, too?
We want to answer.
I'm a visiting idiot.
We want to answer your question about your boss.
Well,
now, you say you do computer programming?
I heard you guys.
You do computer programming.
You guys knew what you were talking about.
Well, you do computer programming, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And your boss is 30 and she's hot, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But you guys just talk and talk. You don't even say goodbye to the people who call you.
blah, 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 blah. I don't know. But hold on. We'll get into that in a minute now, Alex. I want to help with the first question. Okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Now, first off, what is your nationality? Because you don't sound Scottish.
You're not Scottish.
You don't sound Scottish.
No, I mean, my parents came from Scotland, but I grew up in California.
Aye!
Both parents from Scotland.
Uh-huh.
What part?
They're from the southern part, close to the border.
What town?
I think it was Ewy.
Great! All right. So, anyway, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Your question about your boss.
Mm-hmm.
She's 30 and she's hot, right?
Well, I can't get her out of her mind, and you know.
You can't
get her out of her mind?
No, I can't get her out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this idiot now.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, have you asked her out or anything?
No. I mean, she's the boss, you know.
He's an
right, so that's not a good idea, right? That's a boundary violation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to lose my job.
It's not even so much about losing the job. It's just, even if their relationship would develop, it wouldn't work, right? There's a she has a responsibility for the people that are beneath her.
Hey, Drew.
What
are you doing?
I'm answering his question.
Oh, who cares? Hey, Alex?
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, you're never going to get laid, buddy. Let's face it. I tell you, you got to be some kind of good looking to get laid, and I don't think you're very good looking.
You got to ask him what the signals are.
Your personality.
What the signals are she gives out?
You have a horrible, horrible personality. Horrible. It's wretched. And women factor that in heavily. You understand? So you're going to have a lot of difficulty, okay?
Wait, why are we all idiots? Right.
No, see, the reason he lashed out is because Adam said, I hope you've got a better person. No, he took some digs at his personality.
Oh, you
That's
think so?
That's why he lashed out. Oh, yeah, of course.
No.
Yeah.
You don't think that was
premeditated? Because he wasn't lashing out until you started with that.
That was just a bogus call. He wasn't interested in any of that
No,
stuff.
I think he had.
Oh, it was sort of a hype. It was a real call, but he didn't call for that reason.
No, I think you got him. I think he's kind of a schizoid type.
All right. You got talk him going. To him. Yeah. Talk to him.
Alex? Alex?
He hung up.
Because I think he couldn't tolerate you coming at him a little bit about his personality. Just poof. I want to know idiots like you are on there. That wasn't where he was intended to go in the first place.
Do you really think he pulled that up?
I know it's hard for you to imagine that you affect people, Adam, but you do.
Actually, no, he was just pretty much getting into Ann because he said that it was the producer's fault for letting you guys do that.
Yeah, but after he took a couple digs at him.
Right, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, since he took 15 minutes to ask half a question.
Yeah. So you notice how when you came back to his question, he'd calm. Like, okay, you care about me. You see?
I was just effing with him, Drew.
I know that, of course.
I'm sorry, not yet.
Right. He didn't. Sonia, what's up?
Oh, hey. Me, my boyfriend, and my best friend, we just had a threesome.
Just
right now?
What's that?
Just now?
No, not just now. It was about a week ago.
All right. You, your boyfriend, your best friend. All right.
Yes. And it wasn't that big of a deal to me or to her, you know, because I guess we're just best friends and you know what I mean?
Had you already had something with your best friend?
No. Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, we always said that, like, if we were to, like, do another chick or something,
okay.
We'd do each other. Okay. You know what
I mean? I got that with Drew.
What's that?
I got the same pact I made with Drew.
If you were ever to do another chick, it'd be me.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, the whole point of this story is...
Am I having a dream tonight? Yeah. I think everyone's here joining, just appearing in my dream. Okay.
The whole point of this story is that now he wants to do it again.
Are you shocked about that?
You know, the whole thing was that, like, we're just going to see it as a one-night kind of thing. You know, we're just going to have fun.
Sure. Once a guy finds something he likes, if it doesn't completely explode in his face in some sort of negative way, he's coming back.
Everyone who does heroin says, I'm just going to try it once.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whatever, though. And, like, it's just pissing me off because...
All right, well,
shut up. Hold on. Look, I don't care about her. Don't answer your question. You're so mad at Alex,
interestingly.
No, I mean, you know what I'm tired of? You know what I don't like about Sonia is every time you say something, she goes,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, you know, and you go, well, look, what do you expect? Okay, whatever. You know, it's like, whatever it is, it's a horrible, horrible, horrible. Sonia, are you good looking?
Yes,
I knew it. I know good looking.
All right, here's the deal, though.
You know what the difference between, you know what good-looking chicks do, a lot of them, young good-looking are? there's overt bitches that mm-hmm. we talk to all the time. Mm-hmm. They were hurt by their dad. They're right, angry at society. Right. They're angry at men. Angry. They're overtly angry.
Yeah, yeah. Hostile angry.
Hot chicks are sort of rude.
They're dismissive. Yeah, dismissive.
But it's not in an overt way. Yeah. They're not even intentional it's about it. Hostile. They're just like, yeah, okay. Yeah, the doctor said what? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Now listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm 18 and I'm hot. I'm hot. Yes, listen to me. I'm hot.
But listen.
Sonia.
Yeah.
Just get over it. I don't care.
Here's the deal. Threesomes create feelings you don't anticipate, even like Sonia, where it's pissing her off that the guy wants to go back again. Whatever it is, it destabilizes the relationship in a way that makes it very unlikely the relationships will survive. Here we
okay.
go.
Don't do it again.
Jamie Kennedy Experiment, 9 o'clock Thursday.
And drop your attitude. You're not going to be hot your whole life. The show, everybody. I want to thank Jamie Kennedy for coming in here.
Thanks for having me. I hope I helped America's youth.
It was marginal, but it was something in the plus column. You didn't abuse him like I did.
Mm-hmm. Or the other host.
Oh, I'm seeing his thought bubble. He's apologizing to me. It's cool. Jamie Kennedy Experiment. I'm looking at Drew's thought bubble. It says what time?
9 o'clock Thursdays. 8 p.m. Mountain Time.
8 p.m. Mountain Time. 9
That's
p.m.
right. That's right.
On the Frog.
All right, baby. We'll see you very soon, Jamie.
Yeah, I'd love to come back.
Oh, we'll see you for Crank Yankers.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to ask you a couple questions about that. So right. We're going to take a little break. And until next time, Sam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Are you a Mormon?
I'm a Jew.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.